for years, we have said that Indiana just is not going to play a role in a national election. We know how they're going to vote, and it's not going to be contentious in any way. All of a sudden this year, we have become the center of national attention, and in an election year that the likes of which none of us have ever seen. The addition of Mike Pence to the team, I thought, was a very, very good choice, a very measured choice by Donald Trump. He looked at Mike. He looked at the state of Indiana. He looked at the governance of the state under Mike's leadership and Pence's term in the House of Representatives. A real broad agenda he had of or portfolio Mike had of both foreign and domestic issues, which Donald Trump hadn't had. He's new to politics. And so I thought it was a very, very good match.
Accusations have come out against Donald Trump saying that he sexually assaulted women. Has that shaken your confidence in him at all? And do you think that that will ultimately hurt his chances of winning?
From the beginning, I felt free to be critical of some things that Donald Trump has said and things he might have done or did do in the past. At the same time, I've recognized that we have now a choice between two very imperfect people. We've had a history of presidents that have had a lot of explaining to do about past behavior. Politics is not a perfect, we're not electing a minister here, fortunately, but the choice this year comes down to what I would say, people who have some flaws, but the major choice is what kind of leadership and what kind of country do you want to have going forward?
How do you think Trump, if elected, will impact foreign policy?
Well, Donald Trump has already acknowledged that on foreign policy, he would like to make several changes. He sees foreign policy more the way that Ronald Reagan saw it, and that is peace through strength has been successful in the past. Peace through apology or peace through reluctance to take leadership has put us in a very dire situation around the world. I'm on the Intelligence Committee. The Director of National Intelligence said he's never seen a more challenging, a more diverse, more complex problems that we face as a nation in his 52 years of an intelligence officer. I serve on that committee, and I have access to what is happening around the world. And we clearly are in a very, very difficult situation, and we need to go in a completely different direction.
Trump has criticized people all around the world, including Mexico and also Muslims. Is that the way that it needs to go?
That's not the way Dan Coats would do it, but I'm not the one running for president of the United States. On the other hand, there's a lot to criticize in terms of some of our adversaries and the kind of things that they have done. There needs to be a signal, regardless of who is president, there needs to be a signal that is sent that the United States will not condone, will not support, and will not simply back away from people who are threatening us and threatening our safety.
You've said you want to wait until the next president is elected for them to nominate a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we don't have a fully functioning Supreme Court. And I was wondering if you stand by that, and if Hillary Clinton were elected, if you would also stand by that.
Well, it's interesting that you asked that question, because when the president nominated the Supreme Court nominee, it came to the Senate, and I sort of followed the instructions of our current Vice President Joe Biden, who was then a chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He called me and he said, Dan, do you think you can support our nominee for Supreme Court confirmation in the Senate? And I said, Joe, I mean, we served together in the Senate, so it's Dan and Joe. And I know I should have said Mr. Vice President. I did when he called. I said, Mr. Vice President, he said, call me Joe. Okay, Joe, here's the deal. He said, I went back and researched this a little bit, and I decided that I should follow the wise advice of then chairman of the Judiciary Committee when Republicans had appointed someone in an election year. And you said no president should appoint someone for the Supreme Court in election year, because it becomes a political issue and a toxic issue. And we ought to wait and to let the people decide in November and the new president that they elect go ahead and bring that person forward. And I said, so I've decided to follow that advice. And he said, I guess I can't persuade you then, since I was the guy that put that precedent in place. And so what we've decided to do was to take it out of the politics of an election year, let the people decide in November, and the next president, whoever that is, then will go forward and nominate that person.